Hi, hello guys, this is Sai Prakash and welcome to the second episode of my podcast. So before we start, two of my friends have started their own podcast and I don't know on what topic they are concentrating, but I will assure you that they both will make you laugh. So I request you to go and check their podcast, and the name of the podcast is Tanglish. And now into the topic. So this is another major problem which I had and I'm still facing it. Anger. What happens when you have anger? You spread hatred. What happens when you spread hatred? You lose friends. What happens when you lose friends? You feel lonely. So showing this emotion might take you into loneliness. Yes, I have been through loneliness. You might think you are Vijay Devarakonda when you show your anger. You should not be proud of being short-tempered. Anger leads to lots of problems. Today I chose this topic because this problem is faced by a lot of people. Of course, everyone shows anger. But short-tempered is different. The more you argue, the more the people will stay away from you. When you express your anger, you will lose respect and people will start thinking that you no longer are willing to listen. Anger leads to health issues also. It causes BP, heart disease and hypertension. You have to be patient and silent. Those two words, golden words. Patience and silence together can kill anything. I repeat, anything. I have expressed my anger in both the ways and still I am expressing it, physically and verbally. But nothing is gonna change. I still have the anger within myself. I argue for silly things. I think I am always right. I think I know everything. I am arrogant. Yes, I accept that. But I am not able to get over this problem. But this has to change soon for me and I will change. Anger comes through possessiveness also. When you're fond of a person or your best friend, you tend to defend them. When they are getting scolded by another person, you poke your nose into it and argue. People, stop from all of this. You don't have to shout or argue to prove that you're right. Your silence is the key. When you stop arguing and accept your mistake, it will help you to improve your personality. Say to the person, "Yes, I am wrong. I accept the mistake. I won't repeat this. Let's not argue about it now." When you say this, both you and the person get satisfied. You gain respect. Talk less, work more. People will stop judging you. What happens when they stop judging you? You won't have any fear. But at times, you will have to show your anger. Not all the time you should be silent. When will you have to show your anger? 1. When you have not done anything wrong, but people point you out. 2. When you are made fun of something. 3. When you are hurt physically. But don't go and hit them back, okay? You go and ask them, "Why did you hit me? What's the purpose?" When you should not show your anger? 1. Don't argue over silly things. 2. Accept your mistakes. 3. Be silent over bad times. 4. When you are wrong. 5. When you can't control yourself. Michael Jordan once said, "To learn to succeed, you must first learn to fail." He accepts the mistakes he does in every match and learns from those. Instead of arguing, he is right and shouting. He is patient and silent. Patience and silence. These both words can take you into great, great heights. Well, if you have heard till here, then thanks. Remember, friends are ninna, powerful mapi.